Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Welcome to yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It is Big Titty Tuesday, May 7th, 2013. I'm Vince, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. I thank you all for joining me on this fabulous night. Tonight is dedicated to, well, of course, to boobs. But, in particular, big ones. But all of them count. But, today's show is for good-looking people only. Good-looking people only. That's right. I don't know if you've been following. Yeah, look at that. Some people already dropped off my switchboard when they heard the rules for tonight. Good-looking people only. That's right. This is kind of like think of this as working at a place like Abercrombie and Fitch. Right? This is kind of a cool hipster hangout. And only cool, good-looking people should be here. If you're not familiar with my show, the rules, there already are some standing rules that we need to abide by. But in addition, there's some other ones that I'm going to institute tonight. Of course, this is a no free speech zone. There's no using the L word. There's no scrolling. Again, I said only good-looking people. So, and of course, I am exempt from that rule, okay? Kind of like how the CEO of Abercrombie and Fitch, whatever the fuck it is, bitch. Just like the good-looking thing doesn't applies to his employees. It doesn't apply to him. Because I don't know if you've seen this guy, but I saw his picture for the first time today. This guy's had so much plastic surgery that he looks like a fucking Vulcan. I'm serious. He looks like he could be related to the Catwoman. You know, that woman that's had like a bazillion facelifts? Yeah. So yeah, that's the kind of the theme that's going to be going on here. Good-looking people only. Everyone has to wear boxer briefs with no shirt, okay? So you can expose your six pack. And we will be ending the show with Phil Collins' "Take Me Home." Every show will end with Phil Collins' "Take Me Home." And, so those are the ground rules. And before we get going here, no special guest tonight, nothing in particular to talk about. Just taking your calls. There's plenty to talk about, I'm sure. And we got some people in the chat room here. I want to give let's try, you know, I have been giving big ups, but XU Out suggested I try maybe doing props. So I'm going to try props tonight instead of big ups. Or I'll mix it up. I don't know. Props to Archangel Nexus, Bash Organs, Becca Lena, Gonzo PhD, a bunch of guest listeners lurking, no doubt. Josh 33 in the house. Big ups to Josh. Thank you for promoting my show on Twitter. Kimonra. Ooh, hey, Kimonra. It's been a while. Hello. And she's right next to Melissa 13. Hello, Melissa. We also have Norwack in the house. Norwack. Yeah, I thought today was Wednesday. And it is Wednesday for most people, but it's not Wednesday for me. Most of the world, it's Wednesday. It's still Tuesday here. Nigger Christ in the house. Nick Knack in the building. Perv Pinata in the house. Sicko in the building. Steve Cherwin. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show. And last but not least, Your Anus News. Thank you, Your Anus News, for tweeting out the show. I appreciate it. So tonight is open lines. We can talk about anything and everything. We can talk about boobs. We can talk about, this week is Clitoris Awareness Week. We can talk about the clitoris. It's also Masturbation Month. So we could touch on masturbation. Also, I want to address this Mike Jeffries Abercrombie Fitch thing that everybody's got their panties in a wad about, or their boxer briefs in a wad about. And we can talk about anything else. Today was supposed to be Op USA, so I'm pretty sure if Anonymous was successful, that right about by about now, the United States is pretty much obliterated. If I'm not mistaken. Hopefully, somebody good looking can call in and give me the scoop on Op USA. I don't know what kind of damage they did. I didn't hear any air raid sirens or anything weird today. Nothing. The internet's still working for me. So, yeah, I don't know what happened there. Also, Jesus Christ. People are just doxing each other left and right on Twitter. I can't even keep up with it. And it's kind of interesting because everybody is crying about how their dox is fake. It's wrong. Okay? If your dox is wrong, why are you making such a big deal out of this? You know what I'm saying? If it's not your dox, then what you worry about? That's my take on it. If it's not your dox, then what's the big deal? Why you got your panties in a wad? Why are you so mad? The docs are wrong, right? Or it could be... Okay, Sicko says, number one rule about when you are doxed. If it's wrong, say it's true. If it's true, ignore it. Once you deny it, it's game over. That sounds fair to me. But with that said, maybe these people are acting extra outraged because it is wrong. Yeah, you're right. If it's true, if it's wrong, say it's true. So everybody's saying it's false, so it must be true then. These must be real docs. Not that I give a fuck, but I just think it's funny when I see these tweets going back and forth. We docked you. No, you didn't. Yes, we did. No, you didn't. Yes, we did. Spare me. Anyhoot, good people, good-looking people only tonight. Geez, nobody's calling in. All right, I might have to make an exception or lower the standard, or like maybe people with, you know, that I might have to adjust the rules so I can allow some callers, because I didn't realize how ugly my audience was. Maybe I'll amend it to something like, people with butter faces. You know, people that look good from afar, but far from good. I'll accept that tonight. Look good from afar, but are far from good. Looking good, that's fine. I can accept that. Maybe you have a very hot face. You're very attractive, but you have an enormous body. That will work too. So maybe that gives us a little bit of room to play with. Anywho. I'm now starting to get some calls on the board. Very excited about this. I'm going to screen these calls. And while I do that, I'm going to play something for my Satan Ninja, who goes by Satan. That's right. The evil master himself, Beelzebub, requested this song. So... here it is. Be right back.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really act for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
And unmuted. Oh, shit. My bad, people. You just missed a great transition, by the way. Wow. Excuse me. 347-826-7667 is the number. Becalina, yes, I was fapping. I was in the green room with my first guest tonight, my first caller. And we were having a FAP contest. And I won. I guess it's a fapping contest when it's just two people. Once you add a third and more than that, then it becomes a circle jerk. Knickknack asks, when is the Bitcoin segment? That's a good question, dude. You know, I thought the show we did on Sunday with Exiled Surfer, that was supposed to be the Bitcoin show, and the only person I could round up was Exiled Surfer, and I just said, fuck it, why limit it to Bitcoin? Let's just feature Exiled Surfer. So I still look to do a Bitcoin segment. There's a couple of people that I really want to get on for that, and it's just a matter of getting them. You know, I'm a one-man show here. I got to produce everything myself. I have to do all that shit. What's tonight's secret word, Vince? The secret word? I can't tell you the secret word. You just have to say it. And then I'll tell you if you've said the secret word. Oh, Jesus, pardon me. I keep burping. Let me take another drink of water here. Refreshing. Nothing like a nice, cool, refreshing beverage. Okay, let's see who we got in the chit-chat room here. We got a Pouty Girl, Andrew Blake, Anon Nexus, Bash Organs, Becca Lena, Ben McCulloch, Chef Bone RD. Hey, Chef Bone RD, welcome back. Gonzo PhD, who will be on the phone with us in just a minute. Also, Josh 33, Kamonra, Melissa 13, Norwak, Nigger Christ, Nick Knack, Octopus 5, Per Pinata, Sean Z. Jones, Sicko, Steve Sherwin, The Fire Dog, X Knights 420 Show, Your Anus News, and just joining us now, Danny Dantalian. All right. X Knights 420 Show, what's that all about? That sounds like, I hope that's X Knight, and I hope that means he does a 420 show. I can't wait for that, dude. Call in and tell me about this 420 show, man. All right, before we get started, let's bring on my home skillet, Nigger Christ. What's up, Nigger Christ?
Hey, what's Gucci, man? How's it going?
Oh, you know how it is, man. Just slanging that rock, getting that money, the cash money.
Damn right, nigga, rolling them nickels every day in the hood.
Yeah, I'm doing that. Servicing glory holes on the side to make ends meet. It's tough living here in the Bay. Real tough. Expensive.
Real talk right there.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, if you're not a millionaire in the Bay Area, you're not living comfortably. Forget it. It's just how it is. Octopus says, maybe I should suck better dick, Vince. I assume that's what your censored thing says. You know, I'm working on it. You know, I work at this glory hole on the weekends, and, you know, I'm improving my skills slowly but surely. Anyhoot. Let's bring on our first caller. It is Gonzo PhD. Welcome, Gonzo PhD.
Hey, Vince. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Just chilling here with Nigger Christ.
Vince, first, you got to work on your gag reflex. And second, you got to learn to swallow and not spit. Truck drivers do not like the whole spitting thing. They want you to swallow.
Oh, but it's kind of tastes gross, dude.
Yeah, you know, it's just think of it like this. Think of it as a salty pretzel goodness.
Okay, I'll try to remember. Salty pretzel goodness.
Salty pretzel goodness, like Dutch pretzel goodness.
I'm going to write
you'll
this down.
You'll be okay. Yeah, you'll be okay, you know. Salty. I mean, the other guy's worried about whether
wait,
or
what
not
that
salty, glory hole is lube
salty pretzel
salty
noodles?
Salty pretzel goodness. Salty pretzel goodness, Vince.
SPG.
And, exactly. And don't exceed, you know, your sodium intake for the day, because that'll counteract the Klonopin and weed and, you know, otherwise, you know, and Starbucks and all the other organic things you take
see,
in.
Folks, see, Gonzo is a real doctor. I mean, there's
we're not
joking about
I
that.
I am a doctor.
Yeah, he is prescribing me, you know.
Klonopin, sour diesel, and lots of fapping.
Okay. Can I have coffee, too?
Oh, yes. Plus Starbucks. I mean, unlimited Starbucks. Unlimited.
Fuck Starbucks, dude. I can the only coffee I can drink at Starbucks is the blonde roast.
The truth is, Vince, if you switch to Illy, have you ever heard of Illy?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't got them around here.
Okay. When I'm sitting, like, when I'm at De Damkring in Amsterdam, that's all we drink is Illy espresso.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Rokeri.
What you can buy it
Rokeri,
in the store.
Rokeri, Damkring, all the coffee shops, all the best coffee shops in Amsterdam, they all kick Illy. So, you can get Illy in the bay, vacuum sealed. So do Illy. You know, Illy cappuccinos, Illy espressos.
I wish I had the Beastie Boys loaded up on my thing right now.
You know, Illy. Illy is the shit.
That's a little
though.
Bit too up the top.
Seriously. I have drank. I mean, Illy has kept me cocaine free through, you know, three major continents, not including the United States. Illy is the shit. Illy is better than crack. And crack
actually,
is not to be underrated, Vince. I mean, crack on every continent is exceptionally good. You know, the cleaner it burns, the better it is. I guess I should go from crack. I should say freebase. Freebase on every continent is essentially the same thing because, you know, it all bubbles in a spoon. But Illy you can buy for, you know, €2 in any cafe. And you can get a triple shot for €3. That's honest to God. I mean, for all the rocks I've ever smoked, Vince, Illy's far, far, far a better consumer product than anything I've ever cooked up from my kitchen with a bunch of Drano.
I hear you. Okay, so Nick Knack in the chat room saying, Vince, this is Vince ordering at Starbucks. Venti, sugar-free, non-fat, vanilla soy, double shot, decaf, no foam, extra hot, peppermint white chocolate mocha with light whip and extra syrup. That's incorrect. That is not what I order at Starbucks. I already said what I order at Starbucks. I do. I go in there and I always order a tall blonde. I'd like a tall blonde, preferably with a mini skirt and high heels. And of course, the blonde roast is the light roast. It's the most caffeinated thing that they have on the menu, and they stop serving it after 3, so I have to get the old school pour over instead. And that's what I use to kickstart my day if I have to use Starbucks. But there's so many in the Bay Area. There's every Starbucks is surrounded by like 5 other cafes. A lot of cafes.
Yeah.
Posters to choose from here. We're
diesel vents. Always choose the sour diesel.
Sour D's.
Sour D's is the shit.
All right.
It'll never let you down.
I wanted to a non-Nexus says, Vince, when are we going to get serious business and talk about the prevalence of tentacled vaginas?
Oh.
That's a good one.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
another
yeah.
non-fag. What?
Yeah,
have them call in.
I'm against it. I mean, I'm all for, cropping down there at least, buzzing it, doing something. But it's all good. Hey, let's take a call. We got somebody here on Skype. I think this is a guy. I think this is Sam.
Yeah.
Sam, are you there?
Yeah, Vince. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Sam. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, look, it's a pleasure to be able to call in because with time zones, I'm usually at work right now, but I'm not, obviously. So I just thought I'd take the opportunity to say hi. And I also wanted to talk to you quickly. I noticed that Neil Rauhauser called you recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to say, Neil, if you're listening, please stop sending me emails. Don't send me any more emails ever again, Neil. It's been like 3 years now. I don't want to hear from you anymore. Sorry, I had to get that off my chest.
Neil, once again, Neil, if you're listening, that was Sam. He requests unsubscription from your email list. There should be an unsubscribe button.
Oh, my
there.
God.
Look, it's partly my fault. I know anytime I mention the guy on Twitter, I'm going to get an email from him within 30 minutes because he's got a billion Google alerts set up to tell him when anyone in the world is talking about him. But he emails me, and I'm just,
you're tired.
I mean, he's a strange guy.
Fair enough. Yeah, you missed your opportunity. He randomly contacted me right before the show and said he wanted to come on and talk about Anonymous creating their own nation state, which I thought was
good. God.
Like out of left field.
I spent the whole time.
Well, I was actually distracted with the Warriors game, to be honest. But I couldn't tell if he was joking or not.
Nah.
Maybe I wasn't paying close enough attention to tell because the Warriors went double overtime and lost last night. After being up by like 15 points in the fourth quarter. But yeah, you missed it. He was here.
This is a man
now
who
he's
will
gone.
Say...
Sunday.
This is a man who will say...
Now he's gone.
Oh, last night.
Anything.
It's all CIA events.
Yeah.
It's a CIA thing.
Oh, this is not even FBI? This is like...
No. This is beyond NSA. This is Illuminati shit.
Oh, so this is like...
totally.
CFR.
Yes, exactly.
And clearly,
this nigger that
Global.
Is on the list is not, he's not illuminated. I mean, ask Dantalian. If he was illuminated, he'd be on the list. Neil Rauhauser has managed to take a bunch of ninjas and hamsters and completely illuminate the entire Twitterverse. With the exception of apparently this individual who's calling in, who just does not understand that A plus B equals D and not C, because when you have algebra,
it's correct.
Exactly. See, algebra. I mean, E does not equal MC squared always. E equals MC to the third power, if you're listening to Bear Force One. And Bear Force One is where Neil gets all his inspiration. So Google or YouTube, better yet, YouTube Bear Force One. And you will, and read between the lines. When you understand, brother, Bear Force One, you will get where Neil Rauhauser is coming from. I mean, Tom Ryan wanted to feed that nigger into a wood chipper. Chet Uber, persona management. Where do we begin with persona management? I mean, Spongy Bob, a.k.a. What is that nigger's name? Manstorm. It's a little chink dude that eats dogs. Who his AKA is Spongy Bob, and he favorites everything. I mean, that dude has seriously like 37,000 favorites on Twitter, and it has
nothing
to do.
He's the first person ever, at least to my knowledge, the first individual I've ever seen get put in favorite jail.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, it's you know. Respects to Manstorm, respects to Spongy Bob, whatever, you know. I fully support Wounded Warriors Project, but that nigger was totally, totally gaming the Twitter algorithm, which states if you favorite something on Twitter, it'll never die. And that's the thing. You can completely wipe your fucking tweet line every day, but everything that's favorited always stays. So Spongy Bob...
Really?
That's a fact. So if Spongy Bob, follows 60 people and favorites all their tweets, no matter what they do, no matter how far back they go and delete, everything that's favored stays in the algorithm, and the Library of Congress gets it. I mean, I'm behind a protected account. I'm behind a protected account because I am so I did it a few months ago because I'm sick of fucking dumb niggers and trolls just invading my timeline and pissing on my feed. I mean, I can deal with anything but stupid, and stupid burns. So, you know, and I like Spongy Bob, you know, I appreciate his managed persona, but I unfollowed him because I don't want every fucking thing I say being favorited into the Library of Congress archive. You know, if I say, you know, Vince favors glory holes, maybe I want to, you know, delete that without, you know, the Library of Congress favoriting it. But once it's favorited, it stays forever.
Well, no, I think you mean it stays on the timeline forever, or
archived in Twitter's
archive.
If it gets favorited behind, okay, I have a locked account. Behind my locked account, not much happens. But if anything I say is favorited, it goes to the archives. If you have an open account, everything that you say after 180 days goes into Library of Congress archives. Maybe I would like a little bit of control over what I say being archived. I know you don't care, Vince, and that's fine because, you know, that's all good. But maybe I care. So I locked my account and I got behind it, and I don't want everything that I say being archived. But if you favorite the things that I say, they get archived automatically. So if I say, okay, every dumb white kid with a Facebook account and an anonymous mask, denial of service on 127.0.0.1, fire your lasers, faggots, and it gets favored, then me committing a crime against 127.0.0.1, which is essentially, as we all know,
User's homepage. They like themselves.
Yeah. I mean, if anybody wants to favor one of my tweets, then favor a tweet that says delete your system 32 file, you faggots. And, you know, I'm okay with that because history should show that anybody who's dumb enough to delete their system 32 file won't be back tomorrow. But Bob.
That's why I have a Mac.
Yeah, well, you know, no offense, but that makes you an even bigger fag.
Oh, I see. That's how it is.
Yeah, work from your command line instead of working from your, you know, apps.
Oh,
for Christ's sakes, man, you know, if you're going to work from, if you're going to put in work, you don't put in work from a fucking Mac. That's like saying, oh my God, I'm the most lead hacker alive on my iPhone. And hold on, let me turn off my locations. Let me turn off my locations advice, because, you know, I don't want anyone to know where I'm coming from. Jesus, my Mac hacking. Yeah, go into your system files and change your Mac address, and come back again and let us all know how well it's gone. Because, you know, all things considered, bro, if you don't run Linux, you're a fucking fail nigger.
Bro, I run everything on top of everything, dude. And then underneath it again. I got shells, bro. I got shells,
dude,
VPNs.
Vince, you got shells on top
and
of shells.
And YYZs, man.
Shells. Vince, you got shells on top of shells on top of shells, nigger. We can't even dox you. You're so elite.
Dude. It's tough being this lead, bro.
Vince, your Vine account, we can't even dox your Vine account because you're so elite.
What the fuck's
all
Vine
those 5-second videos of you masturbating in public in San Francisco? Shit.
Shit.
Where's Hammy anyway?
Oh, he's here. I'm just torturing him. He's here. Welcome, Hammy. Welcome to the show. You're on.
Bring
with
that nigger on.
You're on with Sam.
Hi, guys.
Nigger Christ and Gonzo. What's
hey, Hammy.
Is that Sam O'Malley?
No. Methadonna.
Oh.
It's Methadonna. Methadonna. I thought it was
Nakash, because, I mean.
Nah. Nakash calls.
No.
If Nakash calls in, everything goes silent, and we all go fucking run and hide under our beds.
Yeah, no, I mean. Here's the funny thing. I totally figured out how Xenite docs Nakash. I outlined it in DocSpin's channel.
He reverse inheroed the DocSpin name.
Oh, no,
he came
just
up with
my Twitter. I got it figured out. It's all good.
Know,
it involves stealing the seer stones from Joseph Smith's family, putting them in a boiling cauldron of piss. I don't know if you know this. Xenite's a witch. So,
well, you know, Nakash means, like, 5157, i.e., in Blue Letter Bible, Nakash is 5157, which, you know, which is one code. And then you drop that simply, it means snake, but it doesn't really mean snake when you take it to the deep biblical scholars. It goes beyond that. It means he who shines. So it goes deeper than just simply Nakash is the guy who took care of the tree, who grew the apple that Eve bit the apple off of, that got Adam kicked out of the garden. It's a lot deeper than that. The Hebrew, the whole Hebrew 5150, the Hebrew equates to 5157. And I know Docspin Nakash is laughing his ass off right now, but it's, you know, it's so much deeper than that. That God bless Xenite, but, you know, he simply is not gonna dox Nakash like that. It's just not gonna happen that way. Laughable, in fact.
Mm. Yeah.
Sorry, Vince, I'm dropping docs in your chan there.
No, you're not.
Check them out, dude. They're totally legit. They are totally legit.
Okay, yeah, all right. That's it.
Just
Samuel O'Houlihan.
You know what? Yep. Okay, he did a link. Okay, so that's not the same thing, but still,
yeah,
I don't even like the link. I don't even
like
the link.
You have to read my docs.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but we're gonna have to give you 2 minutes here.
That's
you are so muted for being a fag. It just doesn't even matter.
I'm used to it. It's all good.
Yeah, you know. fine.
2 minutes, Hammurabi's code. 2 minutes. 2 minutes, Hammurabi's code. And,
oh, my God.
That's okay. We lose Hammy. We pick up Danny. Danny, tell me, what's up?
Danny!
What's up, guys? What's going on?
Danny!
What up, nigga?
I wanted to talk about this thing that X-Knight did earlier, actually.
X-Knight was going to do, apparently, a 420 show? Can't wait for that, man.
Shit. Awesome. That'll be next April.
Shit. I'm sorry, what did X-Knight do? I missed it. Hello? Is this thing on?
Yeah, I'm kind of upset because, like, to be honest, I'm actually Sam O'Malley. And he just freaking ruined my job at BAE Systems and shit. They fired me about 5 minutes ago over the fucking text message, dude. They fired me over text message from BAE because this fucker X-Knight drops my docs as Nakash. And now it's like, what the, you know, freaking...
Is that how you say that? Is that how you say that? Nakash?
Yeah, dude, yeah.
I always
yeah.
said Nakash. My bad.
Dude, I had a great job at a joke, and
dude,
X-Knight
you're
just freaking throws my dock out. That's because I'm behind over like 8,000 proxies right now because I don't want my freaking secret BAE systems files to get out there.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a worthwhile trade-off, to be honest. But whatever.
Dude, I'm going to call back in on a different way, dude. All right?
Yeah, get on a different wavelength there, bro. All right, Danny Dantalian, we'll get him back shortly.
Yeah, he'll be back.
You know, it's
you
Skype,
know,
man. It's the Skype events. Interface. By the way, Hammurabi, you're back. I think it's there's something up with they updated the BTR website a couple months back.
Oh, the
and
BTR
ever since
sucks,
they, ever since
man.
They up, ever since they upgraded it, there's been like. A lot of quirks, a lot of bad connections with Skype.
BTR sucks, bro.
Yeah, it does.
It does suck. I mean,
but
you know, I'll
is,
say it since you can't.
It's got no
Yo,
competition, though. It's got no
is
direct
Hammy
competition.
There?
Yeah.
Yo, Hammy. I want to look into... I want to put a like double gold star on this... dumb nigger that needs to be looked into. You with me?
There's like so many. You're talking about 47?
No. 47 is already, he's dumb, dude.
He is?
He's,
yeah.
I already looked at his house tonight on Google Earth and laughed my ass off. Nah, I want to go on to the next. The next is Legion Exploit.
I don't know anything about this guy.
Yeah. Well, look at Legion Exploit, at Legion Exploit.
Does That's, it have three E's and one J?
No, it's LegionExploit, at Legion Exploit. No, it's this fucking dumb sock puppet e-boyfriend of this fucking feminine cunt that will not leave me off of her mentions. She's already fucking slapped on Doxbin. She got slapped there by a girl. She got slapped there by Porno Puppy's girlfriend, who, after listening to her fat fucking herpes fucking dripping mouth, got tired of her shit and took 15 minutes to dox her because the stupid cunt actually registered her Christian name as her Twitter app, as her Twitter nick. Her name's Amber Antigo. West Virginia. I'll DM you the rest of it. It's a fucking joke. Fucking stupid cunt. Actually.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
You know,
hey, this sounds like a conversation that could happen maybe better in the green room.
Don't go green room on me, then.
Offline, maybe.
No.
I don't
want to
go in the green room. I just don't want to talk about this guy.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about him.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Samuel Willihan.
/AKA
X-Knight.
Give me a minute here. All right. 2 minutes, Gonzo. 2 minutes for dropping somebody's personal information. 347-826-7667.
Where's X-Knight? Is he called in yet through his Google voice?
No, he's not here, but I think Danny's back. Is this Danny?
Come on, Rob.
Yes, it is. Listen, right. I'm very upset, man. I don't know if you guys could hear me earlier, but this thing with X-Knight is, you know, really, listen, I'm Sam O'Malley. I work for BAE Systems. Okay, Nakash is not Sam O'Malley. I'm Sam O'Malley. Danny Dantalian is Sam O'Malley. He ruined my job. They just fired me over text message. They fired me from BAE Systems over text message literally like 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
And now
I'm sorry, but you know the rules.
What rules?
2 minutes for using
the L word.
2 minutes for using the L word. Go back in the archives. Take a listen. Thank you, Becalina. I will not give you 2 minutes, Becalina, because you were using the L word to demonstrate that he had used it.
So I used the L word. L word.
Well, you know.
If anybody outside of people who knew what the L word was, do you think anybody would have a clue what the fuck the L word actually is? People are like, what's wrong with love?
Yes, Danny, saying names is doxing. Nicknames are doxing. Yeah. It's all. I mean, it's a slippery slope. Yeah. Okay. Now he's doing it in the chat room. So 2 more minutes in the chat room. Oh, my God. Nick says L equals Vince Gazi. No, Vince, we established that Vince Gazi is my Fugazi cover band that does not play Fugazi songs.
What do they play? Buckethead covers?
We could do Buckethead. You want to do Buckethead?
I don't know. Definitely not. But I'm wondering what happened to the chicks with the big tits. This is Big Titty Tuesday.
I can
get that Ibby the Geek on the phone.
I could. Okay, you know what? You're on timeout now, Hammy, for a second. I could turn this show into a Buckethead appreciation night real quick. Okay. And Methadonna, is that you typing really loud?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Well, yeah. You know what? You're going on timeout too. All right. Why can't you all be a little bit more like Nigger Christ?
I'm just sitting here jacking off to all this shit. You know, all this fucking mutant, that really gets the fucking horses going. Like, goddamn, nigga, Christ, your balls be like fucking volcanoes. Fucking raining Pompeii on this shit.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. All right, composure. Okay, you know what? I'm going to take a break. I'm going to cool off for a second here and come back with my callers. I'll be back with Methadonna, Gonzo, Hammurabi, and Danny Dantalian, and, of course, Nigger Christ.
God damn.
So we're going to take a break, and I dropped a reference earlier that my homie Andrew Blake picked up on and tweeted. This goes out to you, Andrew. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 8-6, un segnale in balcone.
Finish him!
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, Philly Negro?
That's right. Hey, it's Vince. Back for hour number two, Douay, if you will. Thank you, everybody, for helping me endure the first hour. Big ups to Gonzo, Nigger Christ, Methadonna, Hammurabi's Code, and Danny Dantalion for hanging out with me tonight. Excuse me. Wow. So, we're going to get the second half of the show started here momentarily. But first, we have to take care of some nuts and bolts. First we have to do the news. All right. Reporting live from VITB News Headquarters, it's Vince in the Bay with your world news at 5:02 GMT. These are the stories we're following at this time. It is, once again, folks, May is also Masturbation Month. I don't know what it is. You know, Mother's Day is this month, this month is also Masturbation Month. So I hope you are celebrating Masturbation Month correctly, appropriately. And specifically, I believe today is Clitoris Awareness Week, part of Clitoris Awareness Week. Anywho. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. Thanks, Methadonna, for tweeting at Neil. So he's got to be listening now. Anyways. As I was saying, earlier today, it was reported that CEO Mike Jeffries of Abercrombie & Fitch dislikes the idea of fat people wearing A&F overpriced hoodies and not who is not news. What? Jeffries, I can't even read this article. Oh, he says, okay, this is what Jeffrey says. We hire good-looking people in our stores because good-looking people attract other good-looking people. And we want to market to cool, good-looking people. We don't market to anyone other than that. No mention of fat people. But a definite looks binary that seems to exclude variation in what is quote, good-looking. As if there's one way. Although we have to ask, how did Jeffries get the job then? Yeah, because he looks like I said, he looks like a fucking Klingon, man. He's had so much plastic surgery. It's disgusting. In every school, there are the cool and popular kids. Then there are the not so cool kids. Candidly, we go after cool kids. We go after the attractive, all-American kid with a great attitude and lots of friends. But a lot of people don't belong in our clothes, and they can't belong. Are we exclusionary? What else did he say? Absolutely. Those companies that are in trouble are trying to target everybody. Young, old, fat, skinny. But then you become totally vanilla. I don't mind vanilla. My show's kind of vanilla. He talks about like it's a bad thing. Whatever, dude. I never thought Abercrombie and Fitch was fucking cool. Everybody knows it's just douchey, wannabe hipster bullshit. You know, it's all like wannabe vintage garbage. Yeah. All right. Anyways, that's your news update. I'm Vince the Bay. If you want to submit news items, feel free to direct message me in the chat room. Or if you just want to ask me any questions or ask any of the panelists questions, just go ahead and hit me up in the chat room with direct message. There's a juggalo in here? Who's the juggalo? Oh, Clown Face Kill is a juggalo? Oh, damn. Too bad we don't have a brony in here we could sick him on. Any bronies in the house? All right. Okay, I'm bring back the panel. Of course, Nigger Christ is here. What up, Nigger Christ?
Hey, yo. Well, who are these fucking juggalos at? Fucking juggalo bitch-ass niggas.
I don't know. There's... You know, I like to have a very diverse range of callers. And, you know, Shadow DXS is a regular caller here, and he's one of the biggest juggalos ever. Probably the biggest, literally. God, I said the fucking L word. I have to put myself on timeout. I used the L word. So, Nigger Christ, you're going to be on with Gonzo and Sam.
Hello.
Hammurabi. And, it's 2 minutes. Vince in the Bay, 2 minutes. For using the L word on his own fucking show. All right, but I'm going to be mute for 2 minutes.
I got to give Vince big ups for having the testicular fortitude to go ahead and blow the whistle and put himself in timeout.
Absolutely.
My boy Vince got the swag. He good enough, nigga. He good enough to fucking call him on that shit. He good, nigga. He good.
All that. Plus,
so listen, man, check it out, dude. Fat people should not wear Abercrombie. They shouldn't wear Hollister. They shouldn't wear freaking anything that doesn't come from, like, Walmart. You know,
Aeropostale.
Yeah,
not the Walmart. Walmart sells for some real hood niggas. Fucking Aeropostale shit. That for some fucking white bread, John Mayer listening, fucking honky ass.
Hey. Wu-Tang Clan used to wear Aeropostale. You don't remember that shit with Feeling Mad Hostile, wearing Aeropostale. You don't remember that shit?
Yeah, well, they could. There's nothing to fuck with. But some of those pussy niggas, they fucking know what they're something to fuck with.
They could wear it, but they couldn't spell it.
Yeah.
Is it okay to say Wu-Tang Clan on here? Is that technically not done?
It better be. It better be.
Technically,
Danny, we could all get 2 minutes.
like if you say the first and last name, that's doxing. But if you just say the first name,
you mean like Shona Sweeney?
What about Neil Rathausen?
Okay, Shona Sweeney.
On
do I get...
calling show in, co- showing call in, go to fuck, showing.
Hold on.
Bay in the vents.
What if I, hey Danny? What if I was to say Agent 47's IP address? Would I get 2 minutes?
That'd probably be doxing.
Jeez.
70 dot.
I need to get to my rooted Android pad to my docs bin and look up Agent 47's IP address so I can drop it on Vince in the Bay, so everybody can see that he's in California, hiding behind.
Danny, I meant to tell you your Twitter got hacked by Truth is Sexy. I'm sorry,
yeah,
Agent 47. He gave it to her though. At first I was like, oh, Danny's just trolling, but then it had the heart at the end, and I mean, it's just like dead on. So I can't really argue with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, after you see the links to the blowjob tips from Truth is Sexy, you got to kind of get.
Dude, I'm being freaking harassed by it. Dude, I'm being harassed by it.
I'm back. My 2 minutes is up.
No, it's not. It has not been 2 minutes.
Blowjobs? What about blowjobs?
I love goat shit.
Tell me more.
This is corrupt.
What?
Why is Dibby the Geek not on here? It's Big Titty Tuesday.
Oh, really? Does she have... She
gargantuan
qualifies?
Titties.
She really has qualifies.
Vince.
Yeah.
Vince, Shona Sweeney did nothing wrong.
I don't even know who that is.
It's Truth
exactly.
is Sexy, and she's psychotic. She has 7 kids by 9 people.
Gonzo, 2 minutes. 2 minutes, Gonzo, for doxing. That's somebody's name.
So Vince, I'm being harassed by a pack of random unknown anons. Like, it's one thing to be a known anon. You guys are like unknowns from like the dark corners of the skid sphere, and they're just freaking harassing me for like 4 hours now.
It's all fallout from you know, getting that password from stoned anon, man.
Hey, Methadona, are you still whacking on your keyboard there?
Nah, that's not me this time.
Oh, who's doing it now? Is that Hammy?
No, I don't type. What the fuck?
I know it's not Gonzo. I know it's not Gonzo.
My bad, nigga. I be talking to this nigga from Reddit.
Oh, you got to mute yourself.
Yeah, I got myself on mute now.
Promote my show.
I'll be talking to this nigga from Gawker.
Tell him I want to do, tell the Reddit people I want to do, ask me any question. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, you can do that. You can set one of them shit up.
Yeah, hook me up.
Yeah. I'll be on the Making Hip Hop subreddit right now. They got this freestyle contest every week. Man, these niggas love me. Okay, should I just link it in the chat? They can't handle the NC.
Okay, so I just got this sent to me. Somebody says on the Abercrombie and Fitch topic that their ex used to be a model for them and was fired because they said her ass was too big. She was size 2 and weighed 115 pounds. All right, that sounds really fucking – sounds like a fucking waif to me.
That's because, well, she should be not working. She shouldn't be working at Abercrombie. She should be working at Rainbow.
She should be playing Tinkerbell in
God, that was
a
good
play
joke.
Off Broadway or on Broadway.
Only some Bon Ardy got it. That's a black people joke.
Man, this is really bad stuff. You know, we got some shit popping off in the chat room right here. I call 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Your anus news for dropping somebody's.
About to listen to Nigger Christ's new track.
He just got dropped. Oh, Fire Dog is just putting random dates into the. That's not permissible either.
Just dates?
Yeah. I mean, that could be somebody's birthday.
What about, like.
2 minutes. 2 minutes. The Fire Dog. 2 minutes.
July 4th, 1776.
Once they pass CISPA internet tax, trust me, this is going to seem you're going to yearn for these days. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's open line. Gonzo, you're back.
Oh God, you're killing me.
Danny is just trying to provoke it too.
How is that doxing?
Danny
doxed the
Declaration of Independence. Yeah. Oh, that was the
Estonian. Where the fuck is that piece of shit? That rag. I think it's written on hemp paper, if I'm not mistaken.
You just smoked it, Vince.
Fuck.
Oh, goddamn. Got Barack Obama's email. Gonna hook him up with some new professional NC tracks right here.
At whitehouse.gov.
Yeah.
Oh.
Danny, you gonna pay the tax on the? You gonna pay the tax on your Havish Pro? Oh shit! Oh my God, Vince, you're killing all of us slowly but softly with your song.
Yeah, man, Barack Obama's gonna love me.
Fighting a forum.
Speaking of Lauryn Hill,
fuck Jay-Z, Barack Obama gonna bring a nigga crass to the fucking White House, nigga.
Speaking of tax evasion,
just listen to the new track from Nigger Christ. I highly recommend it.
God, sorry. Thanks, my nigga.
Yeah, I've got to hear this shit. I mean, I'm a rapper as well, so I'm really keen to hear it.
Really? Do you have a link?
Lauryn
to
Hill did nothing wrong.
You
know what? I'm not shedding a tear for Lauryn Hill, man. I waited for her for 2 hours, albeit it was a free concert. It had to be free. She was 2 hours late to her own concert. It was embarrassing. And it was total overkill. It sounded like total mush. She had like 3 bass players and 4 drummers and 8 keyboardists. And it was overkill. And it was terrible. And she was just such a diva. And
she smoked so much crack. She has no fucking idea what was going on.
She's notorious for doing shit like that. She just lives off her name from Fugees and that sort of thing.
Fugees.
Yeah.
Yeah, she fucking sucks. She does. I mean, she does. She got 90 days. Ooh, she got 90 days in jail for evading $1 million in taxes. And just before the penalty comes down, that broke-ass nigger signs a contract and pays $970,000 in taxes in one day. So she got $1.4 million. That means she got a $1.4 million advance, paid the taxes on that, and then paid the debit on her debt. So she gets 90 days in jail, which if she's in California, that's right.
Correct.
That's right.
It's actually
that means
accurate.
She got 90 days in jail in California means what? 45 minutes? That would be the Lindsay Lohan sentence.
She's black, though.
That's
Lindsay
true.
Lindsay Lohan's white.
That's right. That's true. Lindsay Lohan will have to do 30 days, and Lauryn Hill will do 45 minutes.
Hey, Methadonna, what's the name of that?
Christ, good looking out, buddy.
It's soundcloud.com/computer what?
Oh, computer fucker. I didn't
fucker.
Realize that would be sent.
Okay.
Yeah. But my rap name is actually Computer Man.
Dude, Computer
That's
Man,
so
these Anons are sending me cyber warnings, man.
That is so hot. Computer
they really
man.
Are.
I don't think they respect Computer.
Isn't it tomorrow in Australia?
Yeah, it is. Wednesday.
Holy
afternoon.
Shit.
That's exceptional. I just want to see that big fucking opera house.
It's pretty big.
You guys have the most bitchin' opera house. When I was in Asia, everybody from Australia was like, you gotta come and see our fucking opera house. Our opera house is cool. We're like,
yeah, nobody here actually, we don't actually appreciate the opera, but the opera house.
No. We don't give a shit. No, we're doing like 3-foot lines off the back of these like 17-year-old Filipino whores' asses And they're all like, yeah, you got to see the fucking Opera House. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. And they're like, yeah, yeah, line that rail up real big on her ass and think about that Opera House. And I was like, yeah, yeah, that's good. I mean, you know, it is.
I don't want any part of 3 feet of ass.
3 feet of rail on a one 1 foot ass is perfectly okay, Hanny.
Yeah.
When you put three,
you gotta make
three,
like a snake or something.
Yeah,
I don't even
well,
know.
Yeah, you spell Murica. You spell Murica right across her ass in a big fat rail, and you just do it. And the whole time you're thinking of the Sydney Opera House, and then you know, in your mind's eye, you're thinking Methadonna. Methadonna rocks. The whole time you're doing it, and she's just like, it ain't nothing but a thing, I'm telling you. Especially when you talk about that sweet, sweet, washed up on the beach, nasty, 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 ether cooked fucking Afghani blow, dude. That is just the shit. I mean, you just spitting rhymes, you know? Rock and cock and everything else, and you're just stuffing it in every fucking hole that works. And I don't know. There's nothing but sunset and underage girls, and you know,
it's
no crime.
Crack through my urethra.
Exactly. This giant
rock
whale of a fucking
through
seven,
my dick.
It's the Charlie Sheen 7 gram hit or die trying. And you just scream shrimp on a Barbie and put the fucking blowtorch right to it. And it just fucking, I don't know, you know, it worked 100% of the time. If it hadn't, I guess I'd be dead.
That's correct.
Thank you. Thank you, Vince.
By the way, I'm loading up the cyber warnings track that Methadonna... it's processing right now. We'll have it before the show's over.
Hammy, you going to DEF CON?
No.
Why? Oh, whatever, nigger. Child support?
No. Yeah, if it's owed to me.
Bring your child, Hammy. Come on.
I think that's a great idea. I think I'm going to go to DEF CON and bring my kids.
Bring Mini Hammy to DEF CON. That'd be fucking slamming.
No, it would not be slamming.
Oh, come on. We'll get a suite in the Mirage. You can lock your children. We'll lock your children in the bathroom. We'll get the strippers out. Jay-Z will be there. We'll kick Beyonce to the curb. It'll all be fucking just sweet.
That's
dude.
About the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Why would you kick Beyonce to the curb? I know.
Right. I would fuck the shit out of that.
She is pretty hot.
That's too much ass for one woman. I'd just as soon have a fucking...
No, that's
Cohiba.
Too much ass for one Gonzo.
I don't think he's ready for that jelly.
Yeah. Unfortunately for y'all niggas, I've already kicked that shit to the curb.
Can we get a ruling from Nigger Christ, please?
Ding, ding, ding.
Hold on one there.
No, nothing, dude. Nothing. They're just joking.
All right.
347-826-7667 is the number. I got Gonzo, Nigger Christ, Methadonna, Hammurabi's Code, Danny Dantalian, and you, if you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity. It's a total circle jerk right now. We could use some ladies. Add a little testosterone to the mix. That would be nice. I mean, the show is like Big Titty Tuesday. Maybe I should have put up... the picture of Shadow DXS exposing his moobs.
Jesus,
no.
I'm gonna go back into the archives and see how that tests, as far as putting that in the.
That tests his appetite loss.
Really? Okay, that's interesting. Getting a little sampling here. Okay. Hey,
yeah.
Big ups to Satan. A.K.A. My Satan Ninja says, he tweets, Jello Biafra is on Vince in the Bay. I don't know who he is referring to as, who is, if you're listening, Satan, who are you talking about that sounds like Jello Biafra? I do, actually. I might have a Jello Biafra clip on here. I used to.
Do you have the one where they put the Dead Kennedys or whatever?
I have Dead Kennedys stuff.
That
yeah,
is
yeah,
Dead
yeah.
Kennedys. Hammy, yeah. You homo.
No, but I have,
you're
used to have a clip of him.
You're a homo. Do you have that Jello Biafra track where he's with the Dead Kennedys? All his tracks are with Dead Kennedys, you fucking homo.
I'm glad you could pick up on the joke there.
Oh, my God. I am so buying you a drink at DEF CON with you and
your kid.
I can't
wait. Yeah, can you buy my kids a couple, too, please?
Hell yes. We'll be in the P. Diddy suite. You come on.
They like Jello shots. It should come
sweet. You know, if we feed your kids a couple Jello shots, there won't be any problems.
Oh, man.
DEF CON problem. New hashtag, DEF CON problems.
Yeah.
Here we
are. I think the biggest DEF CON problem is going to be getting any food after Shadow DXS goes through line.
Nah, he won't be there because there will be no tacos.
No, I'm sure he'll be there.
I don't think he's allowed.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's allowed. Well, the guy who paid for DEF CON flew him out, so he put him up.
Is Shadow going to be at DEF CON?
I'm sure of it.
That would be awesome. I mean, just for the stink of brown Mexican pot trailing him everywhere he goes, and Jen Emick hiding behind a planter trying to take pictures of you and me. Oh my God! Because you know, I'm when I'm not busy being Scott Turbin, aka Crypia,
oh my God,
aka me, I'm obviously the jester.
Sorry.
I mean, you know, I'm the jester on every third Thursday, every fourth Friday, and every second Tuesday, because I clearly have nothing better to do. And what's that stupid fucking online game? Not Warcraft. Minecraft. Yeah. Yes. Please visit Jesterland, my Minecraft site, where I monitor everybody's IPs and track terrorists and Kelly Hallisey does not log everything that goes on, and Render is not me, who's not Kelly, who's not Jester, who's not Agent Dark Apple, but secretly we're all knickknack. I didn't say that out loud.
I think Vince stopped caring.
No, Vince.
Oh,
is,
yeah, totally.
I
stopped caring,
Vince,
when I muted myself.
I sent Vince an Ariser Extreme vaporizer 2 weeks ago, and he's.
Yeah, the doctor has prescribed me a new medication treatment, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. It's working.
Yes. Purple Jack Harrer through an Extreme Ariser vaporizer, and you'll be all set.
What are we talking about now again?
Klonopin. We're talking about Klonopin and its medicinal uses amongst the slightly mentally deranged radio host types. Klonopin. When OxyContin doesn't work, you go to Klonopin. Who is typing? Jesus, Hammy.
I think it's Methadonna again, perhaps.
No, it's not. It's not me.
Oh, my God. Old Rooter's in the chat.
Christ.
What up, Old Rooter?
Oh, my God.
Hammy is trying to dox Agent 47, who's already been doxed, while typing furiously. That is some furious typing, Hammy.
It's
I got to give
Agent
you 47. Credit.
There's like a bazillion Agent 47s. Everybody calls themselves Agent 47. Who's that?
No, it's Ian Campbell.
Ian Campbell.
This is really awesome.
All right,
guy.
All right, you guys. Okay, that's,
California.
You know what? That's a total violation right
there.
His IP
there. Is
70. Hey, I didn't say anything.
Hey,
no, I know you didn't. I know you didn't. Both of you, Hammy,
just,
Hammy, 2 minutes, Hammy and Gonzo, doxing. Okay. 347-826-7667 is the number. Congratulations to Agent Dark Apple for getting mentioned. I don't even know I mentioned the Agent Dark Apple. Did somebody mention Agent Dark Apple? Dark Apple? We were talking about Agent 47. Anon Nexus says, I just contracted super gonorrhea from Sicko via BTR. Sicko's not even here. Sicko's not even here. How can that happen? Or is he in the chat? No, he's in the chat, but he's not called in, dude. Right now, it's holding it down with me. It is Nigger Christ, Methadonna, and Danny Dantalian.
Yeah. What am I going to do about Neo?
Well, you know what? It doesn't help. It doesn't help to poke him on Twitter. You know, just I think. Yeah, I think I would have gone the route of like a direct message saying, "Hey, dude, can you just cool with the emails, bro? Can you just like unsubscribe me from your list?"
He crossed these emails specially to me.
Oh yeah, he does it to everybody, of course.
Yeah, he does.
He got great attention to detail.
I never got an email from Neil.
Mark guy.
Bullshit.
I mean, I've got an email from Neil here from, like, August 2011 talking all of this shit about Ron Brinnett, right? And talking about how he's, like, a crazy schizophrenic and all of this shit. And then what does Neil go and do? He ends up making, like, a Jabber address in Ron's name. So, yeah, I know, right? The man is, I don't know, he's projecting or he just... He likes to play with his own type. I don't know. He's not well. What do I do?
Was he seriously suggesting that Anonymous form its own like country? Was he just joking?
You know, I think he was trying to be doing subtle humor or something. He likes to play the straight man, and I don't know, but I was too busy trying to follow the Warrior game that I just didn't even care.
Why would you waste time following the Warrior game?
Because they were up 15 in the fourth quarter, and they ended up losing in double overtime.
I've seen Golden State play live.
So have I.
They're
awesome.
Every time I've seen them, they've lost.
Well, they're in the second round of the playoffs, so, you know, they just
have... They must have gotten better, because when I saw them live, the tickets were really cheap, you know, so...
Well, who were they playing? Who were they playing?
I can't say that. You're trying to trap me, man. You're trying to get me to self-dox, man. You should get 2 minutes for that, man. Come on, now.
Yeah, I agree.
That is nuts. Well, I gotta get, you know, if it's fucking the Washington Wizards, it's like, who gives a fuck? Yeah, it should be free.
Well, let's just say I saw
them
play a major team on two occasions, and the tickets were really cheap.
Yeah, I don't doubt it, because Golden State's been a piece of shit for the last 7 or 8 years. Yeah, it's been a while, but now they're fucking lights out, dude. Curry is stepping into his own. And showcasing himself to the world, and as he's, you know, taking his game to the next level.
I don't care really who wins. I just hope it's not Boston.
Yeah, Boston lost. Because
then I'm going to think that everything was fixed. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I'm going to
think
that it was, yeah.
No, Boston already eliminated.
Oh, okay. All right,
Boston was demolished.
Does that happen tonight?
No, it happened weeks ago. They were taken out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think they got swept.
Been following this shit.
I don't know. It was they lost to the Heat. I think they got swept by the Heat, or maybe I don't know. They lost to the Heat. Gonzo, you're back. Hammurabi, you're back.
Yay, I'm back.
They lost to the Knicks.
Yep.
No, Indiana lost. Oh, what are you talking about? When? Who?
Boston lost to the Knicks.
Now, Boston, I thought they played the Heat.
No.
Really? Oh, fuck, man. Yeah, those they both have that really hot red from the Heat and the orange of the Knicks. Yeah, you can get them mixed up.
I think that Jeremy Lin, though, is really a chink in the armor of the Knicks, to be honest.
Ooh.
But
actually
he's not
the,
with the Knicks anymore.
Yeah, he's actually with the Houston Rockets.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Lin's
sanity
is
now. I haven't
followed it this year. I got bored with it last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't even bothered to watch. I did watch NCAA, though.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. The final four March Madness. That's always exciting. I love that. Yeah, that's. I think that's probably the coolest way to do a championship in college sports.
I think it's the best way you could possibly blow Gazaloo crew money. Personally, just throw down bets.
NGAA, GNAA, seems legit.
Oh, and has the GNAA? I don't know. Do they have Jason Collins, or is he? Has it been revealed that he is a member? Have we confirmed that yet?
Well, he confirmed it himself. It's just a matter of looping him into the Twitterverse.
Yeah.
Floss, I think, is working on that right now.
Speaking of which, is Douche Motti, is he still pretending that he got hacked by Anonymous?
No, I don't think so. I think he regained control of his account.
Oh, he is.
Oh, that's good.
He has assumed control.
Very, good. I was very worried for his well-being.
Yes, I'm sure he'll appreciate that. Douche Motti.
He's been on my show before.
Douche Motti.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy. He's funny. I like him.
Oh, yes. 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 Neither black nor gay, nor dark of night.
Yeah. Good people. 347-826-7666. That is the number. We got 25 minutes to go. Gonzo, Nick of Christ, Methadona, Hammurabi's Code, and Danny Dantalian. I almost feel like this is
God.
Bachelor number one is Gonzo, PhD. He is a PhD from Princeton and Yale, and he likes long walks on the beach and 7-Up.
Pina coladas, getting caught in the rain, and Jesus Christ, who gave you a nitrous tank?
just doing the radio reset, bro. That's the host's job. Do the radio reset.
Vince in the nitrous bench. Yes, Vince in the nitrous tank. Vince, you ever go to a... Vince, you went to a few dead shows, didn't you, Vince?
Yes, I saw the Grateful Dead twice.
What years were those, Vince?
I still have a ticket somewhere. I think I want to say 92, 93. Oakland Coliseum, both times.
Okay. Good shows.
Like basically the same show, just 2 years in a row.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you ate so much. I'm sure you ate so much LSD or mushrooms that.
Yeah. Oh yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude. You kidding me? That was the first time I'd ever tried. Whatchamacallit? Shrooms. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even go into the show.
Sober.
You know? I got into the show like the next time they came around. I was just like, wow, the parking lot was cool. I wonder what their actual shows are like. So the next time they came, we actually bought tickets and went.
And when I saw them in Florida in 1989, I had to be dragged from the curb on 15 hits of acid to go into the show. And Because honestly, I could have just sat outside and, you know, I know your rider would have played in my head and everything would have been fine. Because honest to God, it didn't matter.
China rider. That's my favorite. My fave is China rider.
I've seen dead shows sober. I've seen two sober and like 15 on psychedelics. And the two that I saw sober were. One of the two that I saw sober were the most horrifying things I ever saw in my life, and the other 12 or 13 that I saw in psychedelics were the best thing I ever saw in my life. The dead, if you were dead sober, the dead sucked. And
same thing with fish.
Same as fish. I only saw fish. I've seen fish once, and the one time I saw a fish, I was on at least a dozen hits of good blotter, and 3 or 4 grams of good mushrooms. And
oh, then it was a fabulous show then.
Oh,
like, great show.
I mean, I had to be guided by the elbow from some stripper that undoubtedly I hired to take me in. But yeah, I mean, musically, you know, fascinating. Listening to bouncing around
the room. Hey, can we keep it down
in the
back there? Just whoever's in the background there, could you just keep it down?
Listening to bouncing around the room for, you know, 26 minutes. How could you do that sober?
That was totally methadona.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, he's looking at a picture of the opera house, you know, fapping wildly, and I can't blame him. If I had that opera house down the coast from me, I'd be fapping too. But he's never seen the Grateful Dead.
Unfortunately, I have no Grateful Dead to play.
Nothing?
No.
No Touch of Grey?
Nothing,
no.
Nothing uploaded.
No Hell in a Bucket?
Well, I have to play, you know, in honor of the new rules. This guy, this douchebag that runs Abercrombie and Finch, that dude, he requires on his jet that everybody wears boxer briefs.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And every time they return home from wherever their destination is, it's required that he plays Phil Collins' "Take Me Home," and so in honor of that, I'm going to play Phil Collins' "Take Me Home" at the end of my show. So that's already.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm going to play. You know what? I'm going to play a tune by Methadona. He's muted right now.
He had
some hideous background noise, but I want to play this track of his. See what it's all about.
I hope your Cloudflare is working.
Anyhoot, we only got 18 minutes left, thank heavens. If anybody wants to get in, this is your time to do it. Ladies, don't be shy. I think Becalina should call in.
I do, too.
If not,
what if a botnet had a botnet?
Kimonra, what happened to X-Knight? I thought X-Knight was going to join us.
I don't know. I got to rob a 7-Eleven, so I got to get going.
All right,
X-Knight was probably trying to save face, which is a difficult thing to do because there's not much to save.
True. Bless his heart. I mean, he's only been swatted 5 times on failed ducks, so... As much as I...
How does that even happen?
He transcends, bro.
After the second time, you know, the third, fourth, and fifth time the SWAT team goes to your house, you got to wonder, like, you really got to wonder who you pissed off when the third, fourth, and fifth time somebody comes up with something so convincing that you've got to send them to a trailer park to stop... you know, a bewitching from happening. Can you imagine the call, like the call that comes in when there's a woman out back burning a pentagram and screaming Nakash, Nakash, and there's 3 hostages and they send a SWAT team. And that's the 4th time they do it. I mean, really?
It's time to move. Yeah.
It's time to move. And
we're going to make a move here and bring on another caller. We have another old-timer with us, none other than, I believe this is Ole Reuter. Ole Reuter, is that you?
Hello?
Hey, Ritter, what's going on, man? Long time no talk to.
I know. I was debating on whether it was you or some of them other people were like real mean to me before, and then I got to thinking, I went, no, it wasn't Vince. So all them motherfuckers can kiss my ass.
It's not Oshock, right?
That's what's up. No, that's
Oshock's
what's up, dude.
In jail.
Yeah, old wifey, she stole my headphones, and I got like this USB shit does not like work real good with my analog stuff that I usually plug into my computer.
Oh, are you plugged in right now?
I'm always plugged in. I just can't hear myself in my headphones.
Oh, that doesn't matter. Do you want to play a tune for us while we take a quick break? Just to...
I ain't that plugged in. I could fix it real quick, but I think
it.
Once.
Never mind, dude. Fucking amateur.
Oh, my bad. I'm
amateur.
My guitar's actually hanging on the wall, and I don't know if I got a guitar cord down here in the floor. Got my shit all fucked up. I suck, Vince. I'm sorry.
No worries. No worries. I'm just I'm just grateful that you called in. It's been a while. And so, you know, have you been making the rounds of the late night BTR scene lately? I actually have
no.
not.
No, me neither. I farted around. I got hold of old Seti J about a week and a half ago. But
Is he still doing his show?
That boy's hit the big time. He's all like fancy and shit.
Oh,
he uses the show. He uses BTR like it's like some friggin' reworked shit paper. You know, like
he just uses it to bang chicks.
Yeah. He's got other shit going on, but yeah, you know, if I weren't as queer as I was, if I weren't a racist queer, I'd do his black ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Since I'm racist, I ain't touching it.
Clownface Killer asks, did anything happen with the Op USA today? I have no clue.
No.
Anybody? No, the answer is no.
No, nothing. A pawn shop, no shit. A pawn shop and a cake decorating website got DDoS.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Well, that actually sounds like a topping on the cake. What you got? They got D what?
Those are totally totally CIA fronts. Obvious. Duh.
Back in 85, I worked with a CIA dude out in Mount Weather, Virginia. He was sitting there and he had them old Ray-Ban green aviators.
Who was?
Glasses. Huh? What?
He? You said he. Who's he?
He wouldn't tell me his name. His code name was Rooster.
So here they come to snuff the rooster.
There you go. They tried to snuff the rooster, but this fucker pulled out his 9mm, and he was showing me all the rounds that were in it. He had one that was like, it was a tracer. Then the next one was armor-piercing.
They were bullets.
Yeah, and he'd throw the tracer down, and then that would show him where to shoot again. Then he'd throw the armor-piercing one down. It'd go blow a hole in the jacket. And
dude,
third,
stop talking like, about NOM, man. I'm going to have flashbacks and shit, man.
I back when I was in NOM, I jumped on a grenade to save my boys that were with me in the foxhole.
Fuck, man. Fuck, man.
Oh, man.
Charlie, don't surf.
I'm telling you, Charlie tossed that shit in the foxhole. I looked down, and my two buddies were looking at me. They were scared shitless, so I dove on the grenade.
That would be foxhole, like F-A-W-K-E-S.
I know.
There was some fucked up shit in Nam, man, dude. They did shit. The government did shit to us in Nam, man. Ever since I got out of Nam, I see demons everywhere.
2 weeks later, I woke up in a hospital in Okinawa, Japan.
Charlie, don't surf.
The doctor looked at me and said, oh, you're awake. He says, well, I got some good news and I got some bad news. I'm laying there. I said, Doc, tell me the bad news. He said, when you jumped on that grenade, you saved your other two buddies' life, but you got the head of your dick blowed off.
That's terrible.
I know. I said, holy
shit.
That's
a terrible way to end my show.
I know.
You just,
well,
just ruined my show, dude.
Well, I get you.
That's like gore. That's like audio gore.
Can I get to the good news?
That was the audio equivalent of...
They call him Shaft.
Hello? Is this thing on? What the hell's happening? It's like
can I tell you the good news? Can I tell you the good news?
Please tell me the good news.
I said, well, what's the good news, Doc? He says, you only got 14 inches to fuck around with. See, you fucked up my joke, dude. I had a good one.
And I hate when they do that.
Yeah, you fucked up the pacing. I had a good pacing going on with it.
Oh, my bad, dude. You want to try
that? No, never mind. Okay, wait a minute. There's a bear and a rabbit shitting in the woods. Bear looked at the rabbit and said, hey, you got a problem with shit sticking to your fur? The rabbit went, nope.
Oh, I've heard this one before, man.
So the bear picked him up and wiped his ass with it.
Yeah, man.
You young fucks don't know, but my boy wrote that joke and sent it to High Life magazine.
A priest and a pedophile walked into a bar. They sat down and ordered a beer.
Yeah, I bet they did.
That's it.
Hey,
how about the Orcopedo bear?
Hey, listen, an Arab, a Muslim, and a Jew are in a plane. Who done it?
Barack Obama.
I did it.
Ronald Brennert.
I took flight lessons on Microsoft Flight Simulator 2.2.
EncyclopediaDramatica.com/Ron Bren.
Oh, man, come on. Do we have to fall back?
By the way. I thought
you
got to
talk about current events, man.
Ron quit Twitter.
Pick that same punching bag up, though. It's like, come on.
But Ron quit Twitter to get a job, and then he went downstairs to the pizza place and said, can I have a job? And they said, no, Ron, go upstairs and count your Jew gold and come back and see us. And he came back to Twitter like 27 minutes after he quit to debunk
I've filleted the shit out of Jew gold.
I mean, God, I would gladly like start a WePay in bitcoins for Ron if he would promise to never tweet again. I mean, I am so tired of editing his ED page.
Okay, since we're complaining about people, I'm going to complain about Ginger L. Brooks. Okay.
If Ginger and Ron had a baby Vince, they would have Lee Stranahan.
She would not be. If I followed her, that she would not post earthquake tweets.
No.
And she didn't. And like we even agreed that it was stupid that she tweeted tweets that were like areas that weren't really relevant to me. And
guys,
she takes a step further and starts tweeting out earthquakes in Iran and Pakistan, and it's like, what the?
Are Ginger you and Ron.
But there's
had
a 0.7 magnitude earthquake off the coast of fuck it, and you need to know.
Ginger and Ron had a baby, and they named it Lee Stranahan.
Earthquake Tuesday, May 7th, 3:22 CDT, near central Iran.
Who gives a shit?
You know what? I should just dedicate a whole, segment to reporting all the earthquakes. I wish she'd call in and just.
She has her own list on my timeline. It's called People Timeline.
Okay. Look, you know what? What would make it? Fuck an earthquake. Fuck everything. I need somebody to give me like a good link to the fucking full movie of that Farrah Abraham shit.
Oh, vivid entertainment.com.
No. I want. God damn it, we're on Blog Talk Radio. I don't want to pay for nothing.
Oh well, shit. Then go to Pirate. Go to TPB.
No. I'm not torrenting anything. Y'all fuckers just find me a free. I'm 84 years old. Cut me some slack.
We don't.
4.4 earthquake Tuesday, May 7th. CDT near the southern coast of Fiji.
Whatever happened to Aaron Socio?
He's still in prison.
Fucked him.
Big ups to Aaron Socio.
You know,
fuck him. Aaron Socio and Ginger bred and had a child, and its name was Ron Brynn, and its other name was Lee Stranahan. So we just have to deal with, you know.
Had a kid that was like potato bread.
Potato bread. Oh, God. Stranahan. Stranahan is the ultimate, he's the ultimate potato. I mean, people complain about Neil Rauhauser. Neil is intelligent. I mean, then you get Stranahan, who can't even spell check, who posts these articles from Breitbart that make absolutely no sense
at all. Breitbart.com is what he's referring to.
Breitbart.com.
Z-Bart.
Vince, you sound like
it. Off your car.
Vince, you're being a total Jew apologist right now, trying to tell me how to pronounce Breitbart.
I didn't listen to this. It's not Stranahan's show, but it's like that same circle of people. Like, all those people have their own BTR shows now. Like, they all do their own.
Well, they're all fags.
Yeah. And it's weird. The women are all super sexed up, though. Like, that's all they joke about is, like, sex.
Vince.
Because
they don't actually get any, because they all live with fucking dwarves, like Game of Thrones Tyrion dwarves, like Stranahan. Stranahan plays that dwarf on Game of Thrones. That's how he makes all his money. He doesn't make it from blogging. That's because he's that midget on Game of Thrones on HBO that screws all those fucking hot lesbians.
Are you talking about Mike Stranahan?
No,
I'm talking about Stranahan.
One of them whore bags
in
got
like
Stranahan, fantabulous defensive end. I think he won 2 world championships for the New York Football Giants.
I heard he likes Campbell's chunky soup.
Well,
oh
then,
shit! The goddamn favoriter is at it again, folks. I just got
Strahan.
I just got favorited about. Oh man! 2 minutes ago, I got favorited like 20 times by Spongy Bob. Spongy Bob is on the prowl, folks. Watch out. Spongy Bob is
Tell Bob to say hi to Manstorm and tell him to quit eating kittens.
Muted.
Unmuted. That's a good idea. I should mute everybody except for Nigger Christ, who doesn't need to be muted. Okay, we're going to go around the horn here and do final thoughts really fast. I only have a couple minutes, so... quickly, final thoughts, Gonzo.
Mohammed did nothing wrong, essentially. And it was awesome to see what a success Op USA was as anonymous DDoSed pawnbrokers and cakedecorationsupply.coms. I mean, it was an incredible boon to national security as they were able to keep a whole bunch of people that would have been sequestered otherwise employed doing overtime as they laughed their asses off while Bank of America rooked all of us out of 20% fees for taking a few bucks out of an ATM to buy, you know, crack and mini thins to cook meth with. So... you know, it's all good. You know, America, we're all just happy. And I just, big shout out to Agent 47, whose IP number Hammy will drop, and Shona Sweeney, who, you know, without Shona, there would be no internet.
Okay, you know what? You just got 2 minutes, dude. Good night, Gonzo. Methadona, final thoughts.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks for having me on the show. It's been a while. Shout out to my boy Floss. Hope he hears this. Atheism is the most dangerous religion on the earth today, and I'll never stop fighting it. And you didn't play Cyber Warnings by Computer Man, and I would.
Oh, I'm going to play it right now. I'm going to play it right now, but people have to give me their final thoughts fast.
Okay, I'll let them go.
Yeah, Hammurabi's Code, final thoughts.
I can't fap to meerkats or pinatas, Put tits right on your profile.
Appreciate the call tonight. Danny Dantaniel, Italian. Final thoughts, Danny.
Slander my name, fuck to all fake-ass federal anonymous skids, steal my kids when make pay child support, DHS coming to raid doorway, hide gun.
Sweet. Appreciate the call, Danny. And finally, or not finally, but really quickly, old Reuter, final thoughts.
Why does my penis burn when I urinate?
Because you are a closet homosexual. And finally, last but not least, Nigger Christ, final thoughts.
The best midnight snack is pussy.
That's what's up. I'm Vincent the Bay. I don't support any of the messages or any of the content I show. Although I will say that this is going to be a cool little track we're going to hear from Methadonna. You want to set this up real quick? What's the name of this track?
This track is called Cyber Warnings, and it's a warning to all the skids out there and all the noobs. And it's by my rap persona, which is Computer Man.
All right, here it is, Computer Man. I'm Vincent the Bay. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/Vincent the Bay. Peace out.
Yeah, yeah. Computer world. Cyber world. Computer Man with the cyber warnings. It's time to jack in. Yeah. Yeah, I'm Computer Man, I'm here to say that computers are here to stay. You must always suspect computer, or a life will end in pain. I'm Computer Man, I'm like a virus. I get inside your computer, you can't stop me. My computer is better, you can't fight. Gonna mess up all your bits and bytes. Don't get killed by computer, don't get killed in a cyber way. Try not to get hurt, my boy. The computer is a vengeful thing. Don't get killed by a computer. Don't get killed by cyber beams. I'm giving you a cyber warning. The computer can take your life. Watch out your screen, I'll change it. Hacker virus now has turned into a skull. Knock aliens out of orbit. Kill all robots, be a hero. Cyber gangsters never give up a fight. They'll always be able to shoot guns. I'm so proud of my time for net. Cyber gangs are hard as nails and cool. Don't get killed by a computer. Don't get killed in a cyber way. Try not to get hurt, my boy. The computer is a vengeful thing. Don't get killed by a computer. Don't get killed by cyber beams. I'm giving you a cyber warning. The computer can take your life. My best pal's a boy called Rory. When you chat with him, it's never boring. He told me all the virus stories. If he died, I don't know what to do. I'll always love my beautiful friends. Cyber chat and friends room plus. Talk to a girl about some breasts. Luxury life and pizza pockets. Don't get killed by a computer. Don't get killed in a cyber way. Try not to get hurt, my boy. The computer is a vengeful thing. Don't get killed by a computer. Don't get killed by cyber beams. I'm giving you a cyber warning. The computer can take your life.
That's what's up. That's Methadonna. And I'm Vincent the Bay, and I'm going to bring on, unexpectedly, Nigger Christ. Are you still here?
Yeah, I'm right here, man.
All right. We're going to bring on Goofy Bone. Goofy Bone
shit.
Is allegedly on the line. Go ahead, Goofy Bone. You're on the air. What's up? Is that Goofy?
Vince. What's crag-a-lagging, Vince?
Nothing much, bro. Just still doing the BTR thing. What's up with you?
Do you understand, Vince, it's a National History Day. Today is the day that we swept the first time in Sharks history. And a playoff opponent? Or are you stuck in anonymous land, Vince?
I'm still reeling from the Warriors' loss last night. I still can't believe
it. Oh, my God. Game. Don't even talk about that, Vince. You know what, Vince? I want to slap Hammurabi's code for being a smart-aleck little fucking bitch. Talking shit about us because we're Warrior fans. you know, this fucking asshole wants to fucking tweet out saying, oh, maybe they should get together and da-da-da-da. Fuck you, Hammurabi. Go out and be a fan, fucking idiot. But, I mean, come on, Vince. 16 points with 4 minutes to go, and we fucking blow it and go a double overtime. Suck my American dick, not you, but, I mean, fuck. That's terrible. Goddamn terrible.
Listen to this. The sound of Goofy Bone being a bitch nigga.
Oh, I'm sorry, Vince. Do you still have your Wigger friends online?
No, I have a new one. This is actually Nigger Christ. He goes by Nigger Christ.
Oh, wait a minute. Nigger Christ?
Yeah.
Nigger Christ.
That's what he goes by.
That's crazy. Where's Jesus Black Man?
Don't got one.
Oh, really?
No, he's like Leet Hacksaw, dude. He spells it with a one and a three and a one. So it's not really offensive.
Yeah, see, old Goofy, he too pussy to remember. I wrote him a diss track, he ain't got back nothing. He just cowered out like the little pussy bitch he is.
Yeah. Whatever you say, Nigger Christ.
Well, shit, you
anyway,
ain't done
Vince,
nothing.
Hey, Vince, what's up, Vince? If the Warriors go to the next round, because that's the next time I'm going to go to a game, would your little fucking wigger ass be down to go to a game with me?
Sure. When? Monday? When's their next game? After?
No. Next series.
What? You don't
if
have
they
to
make it to the next round.
You don't have tickets
to
this series?
No, I don't, unfortunately.
That's too bad.
I did last round.
Yeah,
I had great
down for that. I'd be totally down for that. Are you going to do your show live from the arena?
Nah, because I can't do that.
Are you going to bring a chick for me too?
No, fuck, Vince. You know what? I'm telling you, I went with my sister to the fucking game, and for some odd reason, you've seen my sister. She's a fucking faggot. But for some odd reason, all those fine-ass bitches there, they thought my sister was my girlfriend or fucking some bullshit.
Oh, so she destroyed
your
game. She destroyed your game.
Hell no. But, Vince, I'm serious. There's fine-ass Asian broads there, Vince. You'll find one. You'll get your smooch off her for the rest of your life, Vince.
I was just there for they played Oklahoma City towards the end of the season, like four games to go. I went, and it's just fucking honey everywhere. And what's crazy is the closer you get down, the closer you run into, like, the you know how they have, like, these basketball wives and all these, like, these chicks are basically just fucking high-class escorts, right, that marry these guys. They're just, like, and you just see little harems of them get up and leave at certain times, and you're just like, holy shit, dude. Like, next-level hotties, you know what I mean?
No, Vince, these bitches were actually top-notchers. These are the girls that I would bow down to saying that they're too good for me. If you know what I'm talking about. I mean, shit. There were fucking some badass bitches in our section that we were fucking sitting in. And yet, here I am trying to talk to them, but they're like, oh, isn't your girlfriend going to get mad? That's my fucking sister. It's fucking Chica the Gay. But anyways, yeah, Vince, next round I'm going to fucking get some, if they make it. Because I don't know. They fucking pull this fourth quarter shit. They tried to pull that on the last game of the Nuggets. Did you see that, Vince?
Of course.
Are you still there, or am I talking to myself?
No. You're there. You're totally there. I'm just listening.
Well, no. I mean, I don't want to get all your little nigger friends mad, but
you
know, we're talking about some real shit here. This is motherfucking the Warriors game right here.
Oh,
Hey, man, ass ain't shit.
Well, what was that, brother? Oh, I'm sorry, Nick Christ. What was that, Nick Christ?
I said nothing. Wasn't mad about you.
You're Patriot Gregging, man. You get off your Obama phone and go out and get a real phone, brother.
It's actually on Skype.
Suck a dick.
It's a what?
He's on Skype.
I'm sorry, my ears ain't worth the shit these days. What'd you say?
Nothing.
Patriot Greg.
Well, anyways, Ben.
Oh.
Deaf ass white boy.
Also, we have
Methadonna.
Are you there?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, we're in overtime with Goofy Bone. He called in last minute, so we'll stretch it out here a little bit. Goofy Bone and I don't know. We've always been nemesis. You say that?
No, yeah. Say it right, Vince. You're He-Man, I'm Skeletor. We fucking hate each other.
Yeah, we're like arch enemies, dude.
But you can't live without each other at the same time.
Yeah, it's like yin and yang sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm feeling that. That's cool. I agree.
It's kind of like in Top Gun when you have Goose and the other guy competing.
Yeah. Like that. Cool. I tuned out a bit because sports and American sports particularly very boring. So.
Are you from the UK or are you from the other side of the pond?
I'm from Australia.
Oh, you're from Australia? Oh. Whereabouts in Perth area or the outskirts?
Adelaide.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's amazing. Shit. How's the weather out there? Fuck. A lot
that's
of beautiful
okay.
Australian women out there.
It's a nice sunny afternoon. Wednesday afternoon, so.
Hey, do you know Andrew Bogut?
Hey?
Do you know Andrew Bogut?
No. No, I don't think I do.
No. Wow.
I do.
I don't know everyone.
I know who Andrew Bogut is.
Yeah? Who's that?
Well, I didn't ask you, Vince. I asked your friend over here.
Who is that?
Anyways, we got to get out of here. We're in the land of make-believe. Hey, Vince, thanks for taking my call. Everybody on the Vince and the Bay show, stay wearing your mask because you got to hide who the fuck you really
dude,
are. Get out of here, Chewbacca.
These are not anon, dude. Hello?
Bye, everybody in anonymous land.
Bye, pussy-ass nigga.
We're not anons, dude. If anything, we're like the exact opposite of it.
Exactly.
Oh, my God, dude. He always gets it wrong.
Fucking Mexicans. Mexicans is always damn wrong.
Yeah.
Now I don't know if I want him to unblock me on Twitter. I've been trying to get him to unblock me.
Really?
Probably better that I have him just... He's blocked me, huh? It's probably... Shit. I was too nice to him. I was way too nice to him.
You said you were going to go to a game with him.
Yeah, that sounded so gay, didn't it?
Kind of, yeah.
I was like, let's brophiliate. It's like no. Dude, he's like a Mexican gangster, dude. Like he served time for killing people, man.
Oh really?
Allegedly.
Okay. Well.
No,
maybe he wants to kill you.
I think he went to jail for dealing drugs or pimping or something like that, dude. It was like nonviolent, but
boring.
Whatever. He's a norteño. I gotta be chill.
Goofy Bone ain't no damn killer. He's some pussy bitch. Why don't you ever sell him weed or something?
Nigga Christ.
Yeah.
You like my track there? That
a damn good song. I'm going to drive
Thank
around
you.
The Bronx and bump that shit.
Excellent. I've got some new stuff coming soon. My first feature film as well, so I'll let you know.
Nah.
You got to have a movie, man. Like.
Yeah, I have a short film. I have a movie. I have a couple movies. I'm on IMDb.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm totally on IMDb.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did a 16 millimeter film, you know, finished it on a 16 millimeter with mono print. You know, it was basically my final project at film school, and it's what I dumped a shit ton of cash into. It was just a short little 16 millimeter film, But I mixed the sound and everything myself, and you know, it was a lot of fucking work, and it was expensive as fuck, and it's so much cheaper to do it now. You could shoot a fucking feature film on your iPhone if you light it right.
Yeah.
Shit, man. Yeah, I have a bunch of little short films.
You got anything online?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I did a short film called Phantom Donut about an invisible donut. It looks like crap on YouTube. I gotta get like upload a nice quality. Or actually, I just carry a print around with me. Like when I lived in LA, I used to go to like film archives and shit. Like they have like open nights and you just show up, and they love it when you come in with an actual 16 millimeter film reel. And
yeah, right.
I just geek out on it, and I'm just like, whatever, dude, just fucking scroll it up for me, dude. Yeah, it's great. I think I'm part of the last, or one of the last generations of film school nerds who, you know, got to actually get their hands on film, cut it, you know, physically, and, you know, I cut it, the film, edited the picture on a flatbed, with actually like splicing it, the shit together, and, you know, A and B roll and all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a friend in film school now, it's all video, obviously. So
yeah, you
got
to go out of your way to do that now. That's gonna be like, it's gonna be like painting now is to photography or whatever. You know, it's like, it's just gonna be kind of like, oh, how quaint! You shot an actual film.
You know, all the photography students these days just use Instagram and shit.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
It is.
Beautiful at the same time.
Well, you know, it's all right for that Pitchfork crowd.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, my God. Fucking hipster people. Like, I can't believe people were... You know what? On Twitter today, I judged the reactions to that... whatchamacallit? Is Goofy Bot still here?
I think
Goofy
he left.
He left. Oh,
no, he's still on the board, dude.
Oh.
Goofy Bone, are you...
Bitch.
Does he have us in his green room or some shit? What's he going to do? Pop in here randomly? He's still on my
Maybe.
Board, dude. Goofy, are you there?
No. Maybe we're in his green room
that's,
now.
I think that's what happened. I think he put us in his green room, and he's going to like try to pull us out at some point.
We better be talking about something macho.
I gotta say, I love how Goofy Bone just straight up ripped off most of True Capitalist Radio shit.
Yeah, kind of blatantly. I'm doing the same name and everything, you know? Like the exact same shtick, but like Ghost said, it's like bean and cheese flavored. It pretty much is. That's a good interpretation. It's the wannabe bean and cheese version of Ghost. But Goofy, you know, wears that on his sleeve, man. He just says, yeah, dude, I just straight up rip off the guy. I think he's great. And I'll admit, I've learned a lot from listening to Ghost. He's like how to carry an audience on the internet and shit. Like that's, you know, he was solid. It's too bad he had to rage quit like a bitch. But whatever, I understand. I've rage quit numerous times, and I know he has. He'll probably come back, but whatever. It is what it is.
There's obviously a lot I don't know about this Blog Talk Radio culture.
Oh, your guy Ghost, he used to be a host on here during the day. Well, I think he started off at night, and then he moved to the day. But he got really big, like really popular. After like all these bronies and 4chaners found his show summer, and he just shit blew up. I mean, you know, he always had like prank callers and trolls and shit, but it was just fucking off the charts toward the end, and fucking drove him nuts. For real, dude. I think it just drove him nuts. Like,
I think if my audience was that kind of crowd, I would probably go nuts as well.
He's a Texas radio show host. He prides himself on that, and like this is the kind of shit he would give me when I call into a show.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Amber Crombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
That's Ghost in a Nutshell.
What are you doing, Vince?
Yeah, I knew it. You put us in your fucking green room, you asshole.
Well, Vince, I mean, I don't want to take over your show. This is your show.
Yeah, but you
we're
said
we're in the
goodbye.
Neighborhood of make-believe right now.
You said goodbye, though, and but left us on and put us in your green room. So
you just that bitch made.
Yeah, what's up with that? You're trying to, like, ride my coattails here?
Well, unfortunately, Vince, you always say I do steal content. Well, I took one out of your page book, and I fucking decided to put you where you belong, in the green room.
This is disgusting, dude.
But wonderful show, Vince.
Are you going to unblock me from Twitter or what?
Right here. Unmuted.
I don't know, Vince. If
did he mute us?
If you apologize for blocking me for fun, then maybe I'll unblock you right now.
I unblocked you for like months, dude. Months ago, I unblocked you.
Yeah, and tell everybody why you blocked me, Vince.
I don't know. It's probably fucking trolling you. I don't know.
Wrong, Vince. Let's try another one. Come on. Let's tell the people why you blocked me, Vince.
I honestly, like most of my childhood memories, this is information that is no longer available to me. I'm going to...
Vince, come on. You're not that stupid. Come on, you rolled with Anonymous for a little bit. And you were smart enough to get out of it.
To me, it's
so
kind
come
of
on,
like,
let's
you know what? He's on mute then. You know what, Goofy? If you're going to put me in your green room, I'm going to put you on mute. And then I'm going to put you in my green room and finish my show. Thanks for calling, guys. I appreciate it. I apologize about that fucking...
What is this Inception shit? Like... Green rooms and like two shows and three shows, and it's just too much for me now.
It is. I know, it's fucking sensory overload. It's disgusting.
But I had fun. Thanks for having me on.
I'm glad we hung out, and that was kind of random there. Goofy Bone in overtime. That never happens anymore. But good times. That's it. And sticking with the theme of the show, we're going to end the show with, like, we're going to end every show with Phil Collins' Take Me Home. Take it away, Phil. Oh, yeah.
Damn, Phil Collins.
I needed that.
Find out all I can.
was a great song, Vince. Great fucking song.
Thank you very much.
Great fucking